Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's cut to the chase and get straight to the show. It's free for all Friday, and this you must know. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinion is important, and I think you're just grand. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready, the brew that is true. Let's get on with the show, for this day is for you. It is Free for All Friday, and the number to call is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I wanted to start out with positive attitudes. We have so much ugly, so much hate, so much despairing news in the political arena, and sometimes even at home. We have to stop and take a moment to look at the positive. So we're going to do that at the beginning of the show, and then we're going to look at the not-so-positive. But we're going to try to keep smiling. I did this on Power Talks just the hour before this, and it ended up kind of fun throughout the show. So keep smiling. In fact, if you want to call me and tell me something that helps you keep smiling through troubles, you go ahead and do that. Today, the sun is shining. It's been 2 days in a row we've had sunshine here in the state of Missouri, in the smack dab in the middle of the nation. And it does a whole lot for our attitudes. Although we need to bundle up tonight because it's going to get cold and ugly. Cold and ugly. So, your attitude is what determines your day. We know that. But it says life is 10% what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. Now, it has been my experience in my life, which tells you a little bit about my personality, that the small things were more difficult for me to handle than a big catastrophe. And I think it's because when the big tragedies happen, you actually have to stand up and buck up and handle it. The little things, the annoyances that happen day in and day out, they will get you down if you allow them to get you down. And I found that in my life, that was one of my biggest obstacles. But life is great. Your life is great. My life is great. And we have a lot to be thankful for. And it's up to us to allow it to be great, no matter where you are. Especially if you're a Christian. And this is coming from a Christian perspective. People don't make you angry. You allow your anger to dwell within you. Circumstances don't upset you. You allow yourself to get upset. You know, we hear of divorces. Well, he or she doesn't make me happy anymore. Well, he or she can't make you happy. That comes from within. So tell the truth about it, because that comes from within. You choose to worry. You choose to criticize. You choose to blame. And you choose to complain. And oh my, that really spoke to me, because you know I've been going through it the last few years. So, no one else decides this for you, it says. She goes on with lots of positive things. One is count your blessings. These are exercises to do to change your attitudes. Count your blessings. There are many things in life to be thankful for. Look at the blue sky, which we can see today. Watch the sunset. Go for a good run, I would say a long walk. And go have some ice cream. Be thankful for your family. Be thankful for your home. Be thankful for your food. Be thankful, it doesn't say this, I'm going to say, for your friends. Friends are a rarity if you have good friends. These are the things you need to be thankful for. And there are always people who are worse off than you. See the good. See the good in people. See the good in things that happen, in situations. And don't assume, don't judge. You can't control people or circumstances. You just can control your attitude. You can think positive and be light to others. View setbacks as stepping stones. I thought that was very interesting, because that is difficult to do. We've had a tremendous amount of set, backs in my lifetime anyway. And the show has been that way. I'm just being honest with you. It's hard to see them as stepping stones, though. It says, don't get frustrated when things don't go your way. God knows what he's doing. And he's placing the right things in your life. When something doesn't go according to plan, trust that there is a better one. It says, you are being moved. Believe in that. And prayer. Pray for a positive attitude. Pray to recognize your blessings and to see the good. You know, instead of praying for a miracle, instead of praying for wealth, pray for an attitude that is content. Pray to have faith. And last but not least, smile. Such a simple thing a smile is. I used to always say, and I still do, if you're smiling, it's good old camouflage for the wrinkles. People don't see your wrinkles if they see you smiling. Smiles are contagious, so shine those pearly whites, she says in this article. Smile at strangers, smile at friends, smile at your dog. It could make somebody's day. Have the right attitude will fill you with the energy and with peace. Be a light to those around you. Redirect your mind. Today is your day if you allow it to be. And it is your day because it is Free for All Friday and your calls are welcome. And we'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I had this article yesterday and I didn't get to share it here and I didn't get to share it on Power Talks. And I'm going to share it today as I'm waiting for you to call in. Jeff Sessions is getting a lot of ridicule. And I want to have a different attitude about Jeff Sessions. Now, I could be proved wrong in the future. Who knows? But I think he's probably the quiet man behind the scenes. And I don't think he's not doing anything like many of the other talking heads have said. I think he's looking at things differently on how to handle them. And it says here that Barack Obama's deep state has schemed to wreck the Trump administration from day one. Why do you think that is? We know it is, but why do you think that is? But he says here in this article, and I don't have who wrote this article. It came from the Examiner, I do believe. But those days are over. Attorney General Jeff Sessions revealed he's been holding an ace up his sleeve that could topple this deep state. Now, I'm kind of changing my mind on the term deep state. The deep state is not just President Barack Obama's past administration. The deep state are those with an attitude to change this nation away from a republic, to take advantage of tax dollars, to take advantage of citizens, to take land from citizens, to back up the truck on our Constitution. The deep state is Congress. There may be a few in there that are trying to do the right thing, but the deep state is Congress. And Congress, in my opinion, as I mentioned earlier this week, is the biggest threat to American liberty, to our economy. They are the biggest threat to freedom and against our Constitution. But Sessions announced he had appointed John Huber, a U.S. attorney from the District of Utah, to investigate the FBI and the Department of Justice for abuses of power in obtaining a FISA warrant to spy on former Trump campaign aides. And we're going into a break. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. Just keep smiling, even if you bring me negative news. You got to keep smiling. 877-895-5410. You know, they can hear it in your... When you smile, people can hear it. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned, down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. Well, Attorney General Sessions has appointed an investigator. And so I wanted to continue with this because I really think that Sessions is getting a lot of ugly talk. He's under a lot of pressure. And I really think he's not doing as bad a job as they think, even though he's not doing a special counsel. I don't know about you, but how well have those special counsels worked out? They didn't work out when they did them with the Clinton administration. They started out investigating Whitewater, and they ended up with Malinsky in a blue dress. And how much did that cost the American people? So, I'm going to stand with Sessions, at least until he proves me wrong. Huber is not being appointed as a special counsel. Republicans in Congress had requested that decision. But Sessions is letting Huber help with the investigation, and that will determine if a special counsel is needed. What if they find out they've done a crime? Why do you need a special counsel? Let's just get a prosecutor. It says here, Attorney General Jeff Sessions sent a letter in reply to a group of leading Republicans last Thursday, indicating he would not be appointing a special counsel to investigate certain aspects of the FBI's handling of probes into Russian elect interference. Instead, Sessions announced he would assign regular top-level federal prosecutor U.S. Attorney John Huber of the District of Utah to assist Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz in his investigation of issues like FBI bias against President Donald Trump before and after the appointment of Special Counsel Robert Mueller, and the Bureau's relationship with Fusion's GPS ex-spy Christopher Steele. And Huber will have the authority to recommend the appointment of a new Special Counsel to prosecute criminal matters if he sees them arise. The letter addressed to House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte, he's a Republican from Virginia, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, a Republican from Iowa, and House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy, who's a Republican from South Carolina. Mr. Huber is conducting his work from outside Washington, D.C., praise the Lord, in cooperation with the Inspector General. The additional matters raised about March 6th in 2018, a letter fall within the scope of his existing mandate. And I'm confident that Mr. Huber's review will include a full, complete, and objective evaluation of these matters in a manner that is consistent with the law and the facts. Now, I'm just going to quit reading all this to you. It says Sessions further defended his decision to keep the matters formally under the jurisdiction of the Inspector General's office, explaining that unlike a special counsel, the General Inspector's Office, or the Office Inspector General's, publicizes misdeeds and damning communications that do not necessarily rise to the criminal level. The Inspector General also may, under appropriate circumstances, make information available to the public even if no criminal or disciplinary action is recommended. Sessions, I think, is doing the right thing. Now, we're not going to know until it's all over, and I hope we live to see it, because it takes forever. This should be quicker than a special counsel. I mean, look how long this special counsel has been going on, and they have nothing. Not really. Sessions was not just sitting on his hands while the deep state ran free, as everybody says he was. And some of these talking heads that I really do listen to and like to get their opinion, they've been some of the hardest ones on Jeff Sessions. He appointed a prosecutor to investigate the wrongdoing of the FBI and the DOJ. Now it's just a matter of letting the investigators do their job and wait for their findings. So, what do you think? Are you as angry with Jeff Sessions as some of these others are? Lou Dobbs is very hard on him, and so is Greg Jarrett. And I like both of them. And I like to listen to them, but I don't always agree with them. You know, I wasn't really a Trump fan. Still not necessarily, but the more everybody hated him from both sides of the aisle, the more I had to look at why. The same thing with Jeff Sessions. He has a great reputation for being a man of integrity. And he's a quiet guy. He's not a very big guy. He's a quiet man, but he seems to get the job done. And everybody's saying he's not doing anything, and I don't believe that's true. I do think he stays out of the limelight, and I think that's a good thing. You know, let the president do his tweeting. Let the president take the hits while the attorney general's behind scenes getting things done. That's what I hope for. It's gotten out of hand in D.C. And I think even from this special counsel, and even from the yelling and the screaming, knowing what they did with the omnibus bill, you can see that Congress is the problem. Congress is the biggest threat to American liberty, to national security, to our economy, and our Constitution. Not necessarily in that order. They are career politicians, and they're taking care of themselves, and they're taking care of the people that are giving them money, and they're not taking care of the taxpayers. They're not taking care of the citizens. You can see that with the sanctuary cities, with the sanctuary states. It just sickens me to death to see everybody suing one another, and who's paying for these lawsuits? The American taxpayer. That's who. Congress doesn't care. They don't care. It doesn't matter whether you're a governor of New Jersey. I got a little article on him, if I can find it. He's in trouble for spending a lot of money giving his wife a special door in her special office, a door that costs $13,000. That's taxpayers' money. They think nothing about throwing that money away. How hard do you work for your money? You work hard. Your family deserves that. What could you have done with $13,000? You pay the taxes, and they play. And when they get in trouble, you pay. You pay. A federal judge has just made a decision, and I believe it was $3.5 million. I got to find it here. I buried my articles. Yeah, here it is. $3.5 million. Restitution, I don't know if that's the right word. Settlement for the Tea Party. Remember when Lois Lerner was the Tea Party, the conservative organizations that had applied for a 501(c) or whatever those nonprofit orgs are? Well, a federal judge has approved a $3.5 million settlement in a lawsuit against the Internal Revenue Service. Who's going to pay that $3.5 million? Lois Lerner's not going to pay for it. She's not going to do any kind of jail time or have any kind of penalty on her. And neither are the others that were involved. The American people are going to pay. This bureaucracy has gotten out of hand. And it's time that the American people wake up and realize neither the Republicans, for the most part, or the Democrats are your friends. Or some of the Libertarians, or some of the other parties. They're not your friends. They're not representing you. They're not taking care and guarding your liberties. They're suing one another, and who's paying for the lawsuits? It's a good thing they won. I can smile about that. But $3.5 million? What would your community do with $3.5 million? Or your organization or your business? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, trying to bring some common sense back into this, trying to open your eyes to see who is the real threat to America. It's Congress. We've got some more on that. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Sarah Huckabee said it, almost. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the Prestige prestigious Wrangler Award, first place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Roger from New Mexico. Roger, how are you today? Are you still smiling?
Still smiling. Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Good.
I was going to talk to you about farmers. I had a good story for farmers, but let's think about Jeff Sessions. I think he's made an offer. Somebody's made him an offer he can't refuse. That's the feeling I get. And why do I think that? You can go on YouTube and search for James Files. He's the man that actually shot Kennedy, the last shot, used a Remington fireball and to shoot him from the wooden fence. Anyway, you got to hear what he says. And he really spells it out. Says, oh, you think the
so you think Jeff Sessions is dirty?
No, he's not dirty. What would you do if somebody said, look, if you do this, that, and another, we're going to kill your family?
Oh, okay. I see what you say. He's been threatened.
What would you say?
You think he's been threatened to... Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's talk. You think he's been threatened to not put forth another special counsel?
I don't know what the details are, but he's already been threatened not to press for prosecuting anybody. So he's having to go sideways.
Well, we'll see.
But this James Fowle said one important thing. He says, oh, you think the mafia is bad? He says, I was with CIA in 59. We were in a loss.
Well, we got the CIA, the FBI, and Congress. We've got them all.
This guy got his background, and they started with the CIA, and in the killing of JFK, he had a CIA handler.
Hmm.
And then he said the CIA is mixed with the as liaison men with the mafia.
Well, I don't doubt that with some of them. So,
a lot of the top guys were killed by the CIA. He says the CIA and FBI compared to mafia. He says the mafia is kindergarten. We ain't got near the power that the CIA and the FBI have.
All right. Well, time will tell on Jeff Sessions. We'll see. I really want to have confidence in the man that he's the quiet guy behind the scenes. So we will see.
But I got a real quick farmer story.
Okay, quickly, because we've got other callers waiting.
My father's a three-war vet. He got out of the Battle of Bulge, tried farming. It was too hard. He went back into the Army and fought two wars. It was easier.
Yeah, farming it's not for cowards, that's for sure.
Okay.
All right. And I didn't mean that. I appreciate your father's service. I was being silly. We have Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
I'm fine, Beth Ann. I was wondering if you had heard the story in regards to a town called Deerfield, Illinois, going after the Second Amendment.
No, but I've heard of lots of them going after the Second Amendment. Go ahead and tell me the story.
Well, they're going after people stating that they have to turn in their semi-automatic guns, and if they do not, because they have a list, that they're fining the people $1,000 a day.
I did hear that. I didn't understand where it was from. Well, I've got a House Democrat here that's planning to introduce a bill, if she hasn't already done it, to create a national gun confiscation program. And this is Democrat Representative Dingell. She's from Michigan, Debbie Dingell. And she wants the federal government to have the authority to seize guns from Americans. This is going after your Second Amendment. They're pushing it hard now, and the reason they're pushing it hard right now is because Americans are opening their eyes to what's really going on in Congress and in D.C. That's my opinion.
Well, the Illinois State Rifle Association and Friends of the Second Amendment filed suit against them, actually, yesterday.
Mm-hmm. They don't understand that phrase, shall not be infringed, do they?
No, well, they said what it is. And it's illegal for them to make a list of people.
That's
that
true
have
as well.
Firearms.
Yeah.
And that falls under Title 18, Chapter 44, Subsection 926, Paragraph A3.
Okay, say that again. Title 18, Chapter 44,
Subsection 926.
926, okay.
Yeah.
And paragraph?
A3.
83? Okay, I got it.
A3.
A3.
No, A3.
Okay, got it. Okay. All right. We'll have to see if we can look
it's illegal for them to ask it. And the reason because I sent my son and asked him about it, and he sent me the lawsuit. My son is an oath keeper.
Good. Okay. All right.
But yeah, and I texted him last night, and he goes, they filed suit yesterday, as of yesterday.
Interesting. Well, in this
they're going after it in Illinois.
Yeah, they're going after them everywhere. You know, they're going to. That's what they're trying to do. And if Congress sits here and does nothing, then we really know where we're at. Appreciate the call, Ray. Thank you.
All right, you have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
It says exposing the Democrats, and I don't think it's just the Democrats, but this particular article is going to pick on the Democrats, for lying about not wanting to abolish the Second Amendment. And this Representative Debbie Dingell, who's a Democrat from Michigan, wants the federal government to have the authority to seize your guns from Americans, from law-abiding Americans. So what they're saying, if they ban a gun, a certain gun, and you have it, they want to come in and confiscate it. Kind of an ex post facto thing. That's what they're wanting to do. They can start it there. They already, you know, they talk about the NRA being bad. And I just recently became a lifetime member of the NRA. It was actually gifted. I was a member of the NRA, and then somebody gifted me the lifetime membership. So I am a lifetime member of the NRA. But my complaint of the NRA is they've compromised too much. I know, I heard the gasping out there. I don't believe we should have compromised. That's just me. I'm a little hard-headed. There's no reason to compromise your rights if you're a law-abiding citizen because somebody else committed a crime. And we know that when they created these gun-free zones, that's when it opened up to these idiots that go out there and shoot people. Because they know nobody's going to shoot back for a little time, and all they want is notoriety. They don't even care if they get killed. Congress. Put your eyes on Congress. Presidents come and presidents go. They have term limits. Congress stays. They become career politicians. They stay and they stay and they play. They occupy offices and cut deals. And you are the ones, you the citizen of the United States, are the ones who pay. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I really love this gal. She went after, they went after her about this, this caravan that's coming through and how President Donald Trump was handling it with, putting the National Guard on the border. And they were questioning and backing her up. And she says, we're going to be guarding our border with our military. That's a big step. And this is coming from the president. We cannot have people flowing into our country illegally, disappearing, and by the way, never showing up for court. Well, Sarah Huckabee says that Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, asked Congress to do their job. He asked them to pass legislation that would close the loopholes, that would secure our borders and build a wall. He asked them to do a number of things. They failed time and time again. And now the president is making sure that in between the Congress actually doing something, he's going to do what he has to protect the people of this country. Key words there. Congress didn't do their job. Big surprise. You know, we come down to the last minute all the time to vote on some kind of an omnibus bill. Last minute, and they had over 2,200 pages. Do you believe it was last minute? Do you think you got lied to? Do you believe all those congressmen said, well, I didn't get it, and I didn't read it. You think they knew nothing about it? I'm not buying that story. Not anymore. It happens year in and year out, every 6 months or whatever. Oh, we might have to shut the government down. Well, let's shut Congress down. Let's start penalizing them when they don't get their job done. 877-895-5410. Congress is the biggest threat to America, and we will be right back.
A moment from a founding father, perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the four-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive two MyPillow premium pillows as well as two Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Before we continue, I want to remind you about the Range Rights and Resource Symposium coming up April 20th and 21st. If you have not signed up to go yet, I really would appreciate you doing that. I'd like to see you there personally. I'd like to see you there and have your support as I make a presentation to this group. The topic is going to be Farmers Feed the World. So if you're looking for an event where ideas turn into discussions and where you lead to action, because it's all about educate and activate, then join this Range Rights Resource Symposium on April the 20th and the 21st. It's in Modesto, California. It's a long ways. Unless you're in Modesto, then it's really close. It's a long way from home, but it's going to be well worth it. The speakers are going to be John Duarte, and he will be here on Monday. Ammon Bundy, Trent Luce will once again be the MC. Kimberly Fletcher speaks all about everything is a mom issue. Brian Hyde, he's another talk show host, I do believe. And yours truly. And there's going to be several others that are there speaking. They just can't mention them all in one paragraph. The tickets are only $75 for both days. That includes your meals, as well as the conference, both days. It's about coming together. It's about standing together. It's about bringing America home. If you cannot attend, they will have a live feed on the website, rangerights.com. Rangerights.com. And that's where you can watch and listen And I think it starts like at 8 in the morning, both those mornings. So you can do that, or you can be there, which is even better if you're there, to actually rub elbows, to actually talk to people. Tell your story, because every one of us has a story. And figure out how we're going to take care of the biggest threat this nation has, which is Congress. You don't think I'm going to say that day, do you? You betcha I will. Also, I want to remind you that MyPillow ad, new advertiser for CSC Talk Radio. I want you to use the MyPillow, try it out, and I want you to call me. If you didn't like it, call me. If you did like it, call me. Or send me a note. That'd be even better. Send me a note in the mail. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. If you haven't tried it, I want you to do that. Try the MyPillow. Made in the USA. Mike Lindell is a great guy. He's got quite a story of his life. We all have a story. You know, he overcame a lot of obstacles. And now he's successful. And he's sharing it with his own community by keeping his business right there. Right there in the United States of America. Right there in Michigan. Well, I've talked to him about that representative who wants confiscation of the guns. He will be on the show. He's not going to be on the show for a little while. He's got some things going on, and he's not going to be able to be on the air for a while, but he said he would do that. Go to MyPillow.com. That's simple. MyPillow.com. And use the promo code Beth Ann. That's my first and middle name, Beth Ann. It's what my grandma always called me, Beth Ann. Or you can give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Now, they sent me pillows for my kiddos, and I'm going to just confess, I've got two daughter-in-laws that say they're too big. That they have different pillow sizes and they have different pillow firmness. So I'm going to take care of that. We're going to get them the ones that fit them. They went by what they just generalized and sent me these pillows because they didn't have the survey for all the kids. So, or like they didn't have me have them take all the surveys. So they kind of surprised me. I really didn't expect them to send me a pillow for every one of my kiddos, but they did. The boys are liking them, and the girl said it's too big, so we got to get them a different pillow, and I'm going to talk to them about that today. Now, speaking of Congress, because you know I like to, or speaking of the elected officials, this is coming out of the New Jersey, and I might have mentioned it earlier in the show, but this is the article that actually talks about what this New Jersey governor has done. He's a Democrat, but I don't think it makes any difference. A Republican probably would have done the same thing. You can see I don't have a lot of confidence in any of these elected officials right now. Then here I'm going to be a judge in the debate for the Missouri Senate senators that are campaigning. They're going to have a little bit of trouble getting through to my thick skin, I think. Anyway, his wife, which he thinks is doing a great job as the first lady, contributing to the issues that she thinks are important, one of which is the environmental issues, clean energy economy. But he paid $13,000 for a door and $27,000 of taxpayer dollars to refurbish this office. It was a conference room, and they've made it into her office. It had to have a new door. Had to be completely redone because the first lady didn't like the way it was, I guess, and it's costing an already broke state $27,000 plus the $13,000 on the door. We hear about this crazy spending, and nobody does anything about it. Congress spent $15 million to cover up their sins in Congress, to pay off aides that might tattle on them for their sexual harassment or abuse. And nobody talks about that. Where did that $15 million go? Where did it come from? The Democrat Party is completely broke. They're in debt, $6.3 million. They were $6.1 million in debt in March, and now they're $6.3 million in debt. They've got all these campaigns coming up. How are they going to pay for these campaigns? How are they going to help their candidates that are running for offices? I guess this could be good news for the Republican Party. I don't know that it's good news for the American people. But they're broke. The country's broke. The Democrat Party's broke. And the Republican Party is broken as far as their leadership with Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and some of the others. Congress. Congress is the biggest threat to American liberty, national security, our economy, and our Constitution. I am completely convinced of it. There may be a few there that are trying to do the right thing, but I think there are very few. And there's only one way to clean or drain the swamp, and that's through the American people to open up our eyes to see who the real threat is. Why are we talking about borders? Because Congress does nothing about it. Why is the economy a mess? Because Congress does nothing about it. Why do we still have Planned Parenthood getting paid? Because Congress allowed it. We're going into a weekend. I want you to keep smiling and working together to bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.